Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on St. Patrick's Day. So while you prepare your cabbage and corned beef, tune in to all sorts of local news and more. We'll hear about election results from the March 15th village elections locally. And we'll hear national headlines from the Public News Service and the local better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate on this WGXC Sustainable Pledge Drive edition of the WGXC Morning Show. Yes, you could go right now to wgxc.org/donate and make a sustainable donation to keep WGXC a part of the Hudson Valley media ecosphere as we go solar and become a solar-powered radio station to try to stay renewable ourselves. Stay tuned. The WGXC Morning Show is next after the local news.
A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news. This is the network.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update.
I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that Michael Abrams is the new mayor of the village of Kinderhook, according to the unofficial results of the March 15th election. Abrams, 42, ran on the old Kinderhook party line. He prevailed in the three-way contest, receiving 322 votes to beat Barry Knights, 57, on the Kinderhook old party, old-timers line with 28 votes, and Quinn Murphy, 19, on the Kinderhook People's Party line with 118 votes. Quote, "I appreciate everybody's support," unquote, Abrams said. Quote, "We're going to try to hit the ground running and do the best we can to improve everyone's quality of life," unquote. He will take the oath of office in the coming week, succeeding Mayor Dale Leiser. Abrams is currently serving as a member of the village board, having been elected in 2020. He grew up in Brunswick, Rensselaer County, and moved to Kinderhook in 2015. Quote, "There's a number of things I think we want to get at right away," unquote, Abrams said. Quote, "Some of those things are just going to be nuts and bolts, how we are going to operate as a village board, how many meetings we are going to have, internal things on how we plan on communicating with one another and everything like that. I want to make sure we're all aligned moving forward," unquote. His priorities for the village include making sure there is clean water, ensuring its fire rescue is responsive, and that essential services continue to operate as they should, Abrams said. Quote, "Overall, I really want to try to keep Kinderhook safe, family-oriented, and culturally significant," unquote, he said before the election. In total, 478 residents voted in Kinderhook on Tuesday, 412 in person, 66 by absentee ballot. Read more at HudsonValley360.com.
Mid-Hudson News reports that the Cuomo administration misled the public regarding COVID-19 nursing home deaths, according to an audit by State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "The pandemic was devastating and deadly for New Yorkers living in nursing homes. Families have a right to know if their loved one's COVID-19 death was counted, but many still don't have answers from the State Department of Health. Our audit findings are extremely troubling. The public was misled at the highest level of state government through distortion and suppression of facts when New Yorkers deserved the truth," end quote. The audit found that the state's health department did not provide the public with accurate COVID-19 death counts and understated the number of nursing home deaths due to COVID-19 by at least 4,100. Attorney General Letitia James did not say specifically what she would do with the audit. James said, and I quote, "I am grateful to Comptroller DiNapoli for bringing much-needed transparency to this critical issue. My office will continue to monitor nursing home conditions and ensure the safety of our most vulnerable residents. If anyone has concerns about nursing home conditions, I urge them to contact my office," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
Mid-Hudson News reports that January unemployment rate in the Hudson Valley was 3.6%, up from 2.8% in December and down from 6.1% in January 2021, the State Labor Department reported March 15th. Columbia County had the lowest jobless rate in the region at 3.2%, followed by Putnam and Rockland counties at 3.3%, Dutchess at 3.5%, followed by Orange, Ulster, and Westchester at 3.7%. Greene County reported an unemployment rate at 4.0%. Sullivan County, 4.1% in January. Adam Bosch, president of Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress, said the new low rate may be a factor in new hiring. The low rate in December was the result of holiday jobs and people returning to the workforce. Long term, he said, the issue of training people for the right job needs of the business community should be addressed, unquote. Read more about the story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Under budget proposals advanced by state lawmakers this week, more money would be made available to local health departments in the new fiscal year. The state assembly's budget plan matches funding levels proposed by Governor Kathy Hochul. At the same time, the state Senate would add additional resources to county fringe rates and backs restoration of funding New York City's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. In the last year, local health officials called for additional resources to support local departments, which have been strained for the past 2 years by the COVID-19 pandemic. Sarah Ravenhall, the executive director of the New York State Association of County Health Officials, said the legislature's One House budget has responded to the association's request for increased funding for local departments. However, officials are looking for more funding, including aid for combating lead poisoning in children. Ravenhall said, and I quote, "Each year 17,000 of our children are exposed to lead, putting them at risk for developing devastating health consequences and giving New York State the dubious distinction of having the highest number of children afflicted by lead poisoning. We can do much better," end quote. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com.
The Public Service Commission, March 16th, announced it had appointed third-party independent consultants to conduct a comprehensive management and operations audit of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. In a press release, the commission announced a review of Central Hudson's response to the February winter storm that left more than 67,000 homes and businesses without power. It's also investigating ongoing billing problems related to the company's recent upgrade to a new billing system that resulted in customers not receiving timely monthly bills. Quote, "The audit we have launched will examine Central Hudson's electric and gas operations in New York State," unquote, said Commission Chair Rory M. Christian. Quote, "The audit will also provide an assessment of Central Hudson's grid modernization efforts and examines how the company plans and manages projects related to the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. We are also closely examining Central Hudson's storm response efforts and its ongoing customer billing problems," unquote. The audit will also look at governance, management, and customer operations, including bill estimation processes. The Poughkeepsie-based utility serves approximately 309,000 electric customers and 84,000 natural gas customers in the Mid-Hudson region.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 55 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 42 degrees. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 64 degrees. And Friday night, rain is likely, mainly after 2 a.m. with a temperature low of around 47 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Thursday, March 17th, spend your St. Patrick's Day with WGXC 90.7 FM Community Radio. We'll hear from Cheryl Kay at 10 a.m. with improvised jazz on the Situation Fluxus show. And then the Transformational Listening show has music from around the world at 11 a.m. At 2 p.m., it's time for What's the Frequency, Kenneth, the show that sets the week's news to newly released music. At 3 p.m., it's the Russian Dressing edition of Turn on the News today, as Nick Lowe, the Three Stooges, and Tucker Carlson help the Russians get all gussied up for their victory parade. At 4 p.m., the WGXC afternoon show is live from Hudson with CeCe Graham and Tom DiPietro. Mike Porter and Andy Reid have Catskill Cabin Conversations at 7 p.m. Then at 9 p.m., we're live with Disco 3000 and Andrew O'Connor in Toronto. At 10 p.m., we're live with The Magic Stranger somewhere in Columbia County, broadcasting on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Niger guitarist Modur Matur brings his band to the Colony Cafe in Woodstock on Monday, March 21st. Matur is often compared to Prince and Eddie Van Halen for his renowned guitar playing, mostly on albums on the Sahel Sounds label. But his 2021 album, Afrique Victime, came out on the Matador label. He performs Monday, March 21st at 8 p.m. at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. Go to the WGXC community calendar online for more information about this and many other local events.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance and Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in the Hudson Valley of New York. Your community radio station has served Greene and Columbia counties and listeners around the world for 11 years. We've given to you, and now we're asking for you to give to us. Our winter 2022 pledge drive begins Sunday, March 6th, through Friday, March 18th, and we need your financial support. Make your recurring donation or one-time donation by visiting wgxc.org/donate or call area code 518-697-7400 as we continue to build a base of monthly sustaining support. Why? So we can continue to bring you uninterrupted, unbridled news, commentary, and music for years to come. WGXC.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Make your pledge of support to Creative Community Radio for open ears. WGXC.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, March 17th. Early on, temperatures range from 37 degrees in Olivaria to 41 degrees in Kinderhook. Today will be cloudy with some light rain falling between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. A high of 57 degrees happens at 5 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 43 degrees. Then, Friday looks nice. Light breeze, mostly sunny with a high of 68 degrees. 49 degrees overnight takes us into a wet Saturday. An inch of rain is expected to fall through the day, and a high of 56 happens at 5 p.m. After midnight, the rain tapers off and temperatures drop to 48 degrees. Sunday will be cloudy with light rain possible and a high of 55. Monday so far looks dry with a high of 56, then a cold night reaching the 30s. Pollen levels for today will be medium, with juniper and maple trees being the prevailing aggressors. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:17 a.m., then low tide at 9:38 a.m. High tide again at 3:24 p.m., and low tide again at 10:10 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 39 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:49 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7 o'clock a.m. Looking way up, we see a passing coronal mass ejection today could cause G1 class storms. Solar wind speed is currently 357 kilometers per second at 4.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 30 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 41. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate, who are asking for help supporting WGXE, the glue that helps hold the community together. Please head on over to WGXE.org, click on Donate right at the top, and become a sustaining supporter today. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henry Lowengard of Kingston, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and gentlemen. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
This poem I wrote probably 4 or 5 years ago, because it mentions 5 years ago. And I mentioned many of the people who were on at the beginning of the program, at the beginning went on the air, and many of whom are not here anymore. But that doesn't mean they weren't a part of the history and that they didn't put in a lot of effort into getting WGXC on the air. So here it goes. About 5 years ago, I learned with great elation that Columbia Greene was getting a new radio station. So I decided to talk to the busiest man, a Mr. Tom Rowe, and asked him quite bravely about me having a weekly Irish show. He said, "Why should we have an Irish show on WGXC, Tony Fallon?" So I told him about Kitty Kelly, Tara Gold, and Foster and Ellen. I told him that I had the records by the likes of Carmel Quinn, Paddy Noonan, Richie O'Shea, and even Martin Flynn. We would also play the three tenors who could sing so very loud, as well as Louis Brown, Frank Patterson, and Kenny McLeod. We'd get the touring talent from all the East Durham shows and play the lively jigs and reels in the winter when it snows. I'd mention Kaylee's The Arts Week and Saturday Night Dances, and from Jennifer in the gift shop, get cassettes of Marie Francis. Dermot Henry would sing to us about his mother from Mayo, or that other lovely song about the green hills of Sligo. I play Pat Roper and Mary McGonigal, both of whom of Scottish stock, and often play One Day at a Time and The Lady of Knock. I'd interview guests from afar and take requests on the phones, and when I needed rebel songs, I'd cue up the Wolf Tones. I'd have football and hurling results every Sunday night, and if anybody important was in the garden, I'd mention the fight. Well, he sized me up and said, "You got a good line of baloney, but how can I have a radio show with a host named Tony?" And now the station is on the air and I'm the Irish host. It's also on the net, so I'm heard in Ireland, coast to coast. I put on the first show on WGXC on a February night, and I can tell you firsthand that the host was full of fright. And then to make it worser, I made a whole lot of mistakes, and everybody loved the first song about Killarney's Lakes. Then over the next few days, I got requests to keep the show on going, and with the word of mouth and promotion, the audience kept growing. There are all kinds of programs here of this and that, who knows. They will even tell you how an onion or a potato or a carrot grows. There's great enthusiasm, and the Lord bless us and save us. What would we all be all today without Smiling Al Davis? There's Max, Karen, Dharma, and of course there's Joan, who helps me with pronouncements, the computer and the phone. I knew we had a good lineup from the very start, and putting Paul in charge of news was very, very smart. Sarah is behind the scene, and for new memberships is reaching. Galen heads up fundraising, and Kaya and Corey are always teaching. There are lists of others I have left out without bad intention, but they will all be recognized at our 10th convention. Meanwhile, this big happy family thinks it's died and gone to heaven as they get their weekly fix of radio on 90.7. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
It is St. Patrick's Day today, and the Coxsackie Athens Rotary Club is holding its second annual St. Patrick's Day corned beef dinner at the Pegasus Restaurant from 4 to 7 p.m. today. The Durham Task Force is also holding a corned beef dinner. Theirs is at the Blackthorn Resort in East Durham from 4 to 7 p.m. And Saturday, March 19th, the 47th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in Greenville takes place. It starts at the St. John the Baptist Church on Route 81 at 12:30 p.m. and is sponsored by the Greenville Irish American Club. I'm Tom Rode, live in Akron. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM during our sustainable pledge drive, where WGXC has gone sustainable with new solar panels installed on the wave farm roof to make WGXC a solar-powered radio station, now powered by the sun and not by the dinosaur dust. Not by the goo from eons ago that benefits mostly despots around the world and horrible, horrible corporations. Instead, we're going to use some sort of nuclear power from very, very, very far away. The sun to pay for the 3,300 watts beaming into the ether, all sorts of community voices speaking their truths about whatever is going on and playing songs from around the world and around the corner, things you've never heard before and things you've forgotten about, from expert of song and story. You never know when things might stop and start here at WGXC or what the next show is exactly going to be about. You're surely going to not like some things, but that's kind of part of the point. You get to hear all different points of view on social, cultural, economic, moral issues. We've got everyone from the Reverend Kim Singletary on Sunday mornings to avowed atheists on many afternoons. We've got music from around the world. Most days of the week, there's a show that's focused on another country's sounds, giving you a different point of view, a different way to fill your day with a little background sounds or maybe foreground sounds. Maybe you're listening intently to the news in the morning or the music and radio art in the afternoon. Maybe you're up all night working and WGXC is your soundtrack. Well, if so, if you have ever spent a moment in your car waiting for the song to finish or the story to end, then please consider making a donation today to WGXC during our sustainable pledge drive at wgxc.org/donate. If you spent some time with the Zach Poff's Pond Station listening to the frogs, if you monitored the cars on Quintron's traffic sacks, or the change in precipitation, the change in sunlight, the change in wind, the change in temperature on Quintron's Weather Warlock. Or you're listening to the open mic in the woods at Wave Farm. It's called Test Site for Acoustic Commons. All your furry friends have shows on WJXC, as well as all sorts of humans with many different points of view and opinions. We're asking you during our sustainable pledge drive to make that a sustainable part of the Hudson Valley media ecosphere by becoming a sustaining supporter today at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. We're hoping you can make a difference in your community by allowing others to do their own radio shows, to learn valuable media skills they'll use for the rest of their lives, so you can overhear what the local teens are talking about or what the senior citizens have to say. We give the frogs a platform on the air at WGXC. With important environmental information, sonically, textually, over the air and in your ear. Please consider a donation today at wgxc.org/donate.
Columbia Green Media reports the first results from the March 15th village elections. In Catskill, there was a potential rout. Candidates running on the Democrat and Action Party lines led for all three spots on the village board, while those running on the Republican and Village Visions lines were behind. Incumbent Republican Jeffrey Holliday was losing to Democrat Michelle Williams, 356 to 290, for one seat. Incumbent Democrat Natasha Law with 378 votes and Democrat Megan Henry with 344 votes led for the two other seats. Jamie Heyer Mitchell with 278 votes and Diane Petriani-March with 244 votes, who ran on the Republican and Village Visions, trailed behind. But Catskill Democrats should wait for the absentee ballots before celebrating. Last year, Williams led with a 55-44% margin over Holliday when the unofficial results were announced on election night, virtually the same as this election. But after counting 265 absentee ballots last year, Holliday won 199 of them, giving the retired New York State trooper a 451-369 win over Williams. In Kinderhook, Michael Abrams, with 322 votes, led Barry Knights with 28 votes and Quinn Murphy with 118 votes for mayor. Knights, the third-place finisher, was best known for pulling a gun on a passing Black Lives Matter protest in 2020. The other contended election locally, where there were more candidates than positions available, was in Tannersville. In the election there for village trustee, John P. Gallagher led with 66 votes,
but absentee ballots will need to be counted to see who finished second, as Kimberly O. Thompson led with 33 votes over Mary Susan Timpson with 31 votes. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Russia has attacked not just us, not just our land, not just our cities. It went on a brutal offensive against our values.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to Americans Wednesday with a graphic portrait of his country's suffering during the Russian invasion. Zelensky also called for a no-fly zone over Ukraine, more weapons, and tougher economic sanctions. President Joe Biden announced an additional $800 million in military aid to Ukraine for weapons including drones, grenade launchers, and ammunition. He also promised more resources in the coming days.
Make Putin pay the price. Weaken his position.
The White House maintains it will not support a no-fly zone. The Federal Reserve increased the federal funds rate a quarter point Wednesday. The benchmark rate is used by banks to charge on loans and set borrowing costs on credit cards, vehicles, and mortgages. Acting Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell said he expects the labor market to remain strong, but consumers won't get a breather from inflation anytime soon.
That said, inflation is likely to take longer to return to our price stability goal than previously expected.
Senate Finance Committee members Wednesday held a hearing on prescription drug pricing as inflation drives up prices. Stephanie Stern with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society testified.
It's very common for people with MS, like my mom, to have to rely on some kind of financial assistance to afford their costs. Our studies show around 70% of people rely on financial assistance just so they can pay their out-of-pocket.
According to a new report from the financial resource company Value Penguin, since 2010, consumer spending on prescription and non-prescription drugs has increased every year, and the average household pays around $4,000 for prescription medications. The U.S. Department of Education says historically black colleges and universities that recently received bomb threats are eligible for federal grants to boost campus security. Vice President Kamala Harris said the Biden administration is also releasing a resource guide
for colleges and universities with detailed information on detecting, preventing, and recovering from threats and acts of violence.
The U.S. Department of Justice has reached a more than $127 million settlement with the families of most of those killed or wounded in a 2018 Florida high school massacre over the FBI's failure to stop the gunman, even though it received information he intended to attack a month before the shooting. The settlement does not amount to an admission of fault by the United States, according to the Justice Department. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. My name is Brad Monkel. I'm the host of Ear Candy, which is every second and fourth Thursday of the month from noon to 2 p.m. I interview musicians, comedians, and a bunch of different kinds of artists, and I do what I do because of WGXC. Thank you to the station, and I just wanted to let you know that they are currently doing their winter pledge drive, and right now all donations are being matched, and a portion of all donations for WGXC are going to help with humanitarian efforts in Ukraine. So please consider becoming a monthly supporter of WGXC today.
Next, we have new music from Floating Points. This is the 2022 track Vocoder on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Vocoder from Floating Points on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
talking about heaven glory, but on your face is a different story. Clean up your rap, your story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funky-eyed and a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. Something to tell you, baby, but you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality you're just another brother. You think you slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. Things you do ain't never really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say. I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Always rapping about the same old thing. Conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
from Catskill, here is Ross Goldstein next on WGXC with the song The Blue Desert from the 2021 album Chutes and Ladders.